So we are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 6-7 lines from the top of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, beginning our line. Abaye bar Oven for Rab Chananya bar Oven Tonu Trumois be Rabba. Abaye bar Oven and Chanina bar Oven, they learned Masechtas Trumois, the Sugyos of Trumois by Rabba, the Rebbe Rabba. Pogo Bahu Rava Ba Master. So Rava Master met them. Amalhu, my Amritu, but Trumois Vemar. What they say about the Inyonim of Trumois, which Chiddush they say in Yavan Trumois in your base marriage, in the base marriage of Rabba, and the Shiva of Rabba, the Choshev Shiva of Rabba. What they say about Trumois? Amrulei, so they asked him, you must have a Kasha if he's asking us, my Kasha, like, what do you have Shver? Amalhu, I have Shver like this. It says in the Mishnah, Tanan, it says in the Mishnah in Trumois, Shesile Truma Shenitmu. Plant, you know, seeds of chuma, chumois of that you could plant that became tame. Let's say you have chitim, wheat kernels that became tame, vishoslan, and you planted them. The halach is tahirim milatame. They are tar now. They're not anymore tame. Once you plant them, it becomes like again like a new plant, and therefore it becomes tar. But still, vasurim milecho, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara has a kasha. That's pshat on the Mishnah. So he had a kasha. Rava by Masda had a kasha. V'chivi achad the tahirim milatame amay esurim lechol. He asked the two talmidim. We learned by Rabba Maseches Trumos. What's pshat on shalacha? Avivad it's tar now because he planted it. So why is it also to eat? Let the kohen eat the truma. It was tame. He couldn't eat it. Now he planted it. He was metahir. It's like going into the mikvah. Planting is like making it, going into a mikvah. Now it's tar, so now let him eat it. What's the problem? Omrulei, so Talmidim answered, Hachem Rabbi, this is what our Rebbe Rabbi said. My asurim, what does asurim mean? Asurim lezorim. It means it's asa tezorim. About that kohen can eat it now, because it's tar. The lach is, it's still, the chiddush is, it's still asa tezorim. We do the chuma. You're telling me that something that grows from chuma is chuma? We know that. Tanit, it's the first of Mishnah. Also, Mesechtas Trumos. It's that first Mishnah, right before that. It looks like right before the Mishnah, this Mishnah. It says first, do the chumas k'chuma. It's the first Mishnah. You don't have to tell me that. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat this halach over? That's also that if a zarm to eat, it's chuma. Maybe you'll tell me that you're right there, that gedulia chuma is chuma. That's the one, even by something that's zare kala, which means something that it disappears. Like chitim, when you plant it, it's not, same chitim's not around. It's a whole new thing. Or garlic is a whole new thing. But maybe the chiddush is that by something that's ein zare kala, something that the seed does not disappear, there's a new type of chiddush. That even though it multiplies and it's a different item, not this thing mamish, it's still be asa. Maybe that was the chiddush of this halacha of asura lechel. V'chitem gedula gedulim. Maybe we're talking about gedula gedulim. Rashi learns gedula gedulim means that it multiplies to more things. Let's say one piece of wheat turns to 5 pieces of wheat. God, Rashi gives an example, like there's certain type of onions, the small onions, they say it's like scallions. When you plant one, it grows into 5. It grows into 5 things. So v'chitem gedulu and Mike Mashlam davar she'ain zare kala, and teaching us that something that's not zare kala, which means that the base is still there, just it multiplies, and the chiddush will be that will be still be called truma, will be aser hanami tanina. That's also a mafurish halacha, mafurish mishnah. It says hatevel, if you have tevel, you have idea, you're going to plant it and become it won't be tevel anymore. Hatevel gedula mutarim v'davar zare kala. What grows out of it is mutar, it's not asal tevel. By davash zare kala, something where the seed disappears. But davash ain zare kala, but davash ain zare kala. A filik gedula means that, let's say, something that the seed stays and just grows out of the seed. A filik gedula gedula ma'asur ma'achila. Even gedula ma'asur ma'achila because it stays in tavel. So a chum also for sure like that by ain zare kala. And the vart is that even though you're going to ask me that why by Tevel, Gedula of Mutarim, and by Chuma, it's Aser. Now, let's chaz over what we learned. By Tevel, it says, Ein Zare Kala, if the base is still there, Gedula Gedula is Aser. But it says clearly, Gedula is Mutarim. That means, if it's Zare Kala, if the seed disappears, it's, the lach is that it's Mutar. I, by Chuma, we said it's Aser. Even Gedula Chuma is Zare Kala. So Rashi asked the Kasha, and Rashi says, that whole din by Gedula Chumos is only with the Rabbanon. And it's a chumrah Because really, when if it disappears, then really it's not chum anymore. So din the rabbanon, because a chumro it shouldn't mafsid as a kahanim. People are going to say, oh, you know, I don't have to give chum. I'll just plant it. I'll just plant it and use it again, and then gain from the kohen. So therefore, they made a takana that you should that the lach is good chum is chumah. But by tevel, you're not. Rashi says, "Agduli tevel chulin hein." And there, they didn't make the rabbanon there because we're not worried about anything. We're not worried. Anyway, even for the growers again, he has to give when he makes a ruach, he has to give tevel again anyway. He has to chum again anyway. Not gaining much. You're not just stealing from the kohen much, and therefore we make a the rabbanon there. But like upon him, what you do see is here. What we're asking is that we had a mishnah that said if you plant truma, it's tahar, but it's also to eat. They were saying, what is the chiddush also to eat? If it means also to zarim, it's not a chiddush. Because we know truma, gedule truma, and gedule truma are all also. So exactly what is the chiddush of this mishnah that says asurim melecha when you plant it? So ishtiku, so now the two talmidim learned in yeshiva rabba. They were stumped. They said of rabba, it's talking about zarim, but rava b'master asked them that l'chayra, that's not a chiddush. So amalei. Maybe you heard something about this. So, you know, so the two Talmidim told Rava, like, you know, you came here to ask us, you must have something up your sleeve. You have something on this? Amalhu, Hachi Omar Rav Sheshes, my Asurim, Asurim Likahanim. What it means here, it doesn't mean Asul Azarim. That's Pashat Asul Azarim. The Chiddush over here is that you took Chumah Tamei, you planted it, it became Tar. The Chiddush is that's Asul Likahanim. Now, why is it Asul Likahanim? We said it's Tar. So, I'm going to explain. There's a new psul here called Hesach Adas. The pasuk says by truma that it says by Davar Hashem al Aaron Menina Hine Nesati Lecha Es Mishmeres Truma Yisai Lechol Kachem Reishol Lechol Nesati Ilam Vashchol Vnechol Gelam. This is then of Mishmeres Truma Yisai. You have to watch your truma and not be Mesiach Das. And we're saying there's a psul called Hesach Adas. So here, once it became Tamei. You mesiach dasmit, and then you planted it. The loch is that's pasul, and you can't eat it because it's pasul hesach adas. So to Gemara, so that's Rav Sheshes pshat. Gemara has a kasha on this pshat because it depends how you learn hesach adas. The machloek is what type of psul is hesach adas. Hesach adas a psul beetzem, which means a psul guf. It's a new psul called if you mesiach das from truma becomes pasul. That's one side. The other side is no mesiach das is pasul because the suffix maybe became tummy. You didn't realize. So it's really a type of tumah, just it's a suffic tumah basically. That's a hesach adas. So it's a machlokes. So Gemara says, "Hani chalman di amar hesach adas psul aguf hava shafir." If you learn that hesach adas psul aguf, so we understand now why when you plant this tumah tameya, why it's also takarim to eat because it has a psul aguf of hesach adas. Elaman di amar hesach adas psul tumah hava. But if you learn that hesach adas is a psul tumah. Michael Mema, what are you going to say? If you learn it's a psul tumah, right, you planted it. You planted it. So therefore you planted it. There's no psul tumah anymore. So if it's psul tumah, you planted it. What's going to be the problem? And where do you see this machlek? It's itmar. Hesach adas. Rabbi Yechon Omar, psul tumah. When you receive das from your tumah, it's a psul of tumah, because it's a suffix tumah. Psul malakash on psul aguf hava. It's a psul of psul called hesach adas. Because of a yonav, he comes and tells you it's tahar. Shemla. You'll believe him and you'll listen to him means it'll be mutter. Why? Because now psul batsam has a chadas. Shimon Lakasham psul gufava. So you'll be over 20 in general, it doesn't help you. He's matter. So the kash is that if you learn that, like Rav Yechanan, that the whole psul of has a chadas is tumma, it's back shver. Why asur lazarim? Rav Yechanan learns over here that different Gemara is slugging up this pshat because of this. Gemara is saying Rav Sheshes pshat can't be right. Because Rav Sheshes is saying the reason why it's asti is because has a chadas, but maybe pshat and Hesach adas is tumah. If it's als tumah, so then if you plant it, it should be mutter. So tomorrow later on, we'll come up with another pshat maybe. But right now, we don't have a pshat in this brisa. So in the Mishnah, we don't have pshat in the Mishnah. Why is surah? Why is the surah l'kahanim or surah l'zarim? We don't have pshat. Surah l'zarim didn't work out because it's pashat. Surah l'kahanim didn't work out because we're saying why should it be also l'kahanim if I planted it? Now we might as well just take a little break and ask Kashas on this Mandiyama holds Hesach Adas, Shalab, Psul Guf, or Psul Tumah, Chagas, Yerichan, and Mishlokish. The Gemara is going to ask some questions about this. Eisvei, Rabbi Yerichan, and Mishlokish. Rabbi Yerichan holds that it's Alt Tumah, was asking a Kashas on Shimon Lakish holds Hesach Adas. It says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, it's the Seftin Zachem. Rabbi Shmuel Venosha Rabbi Yechon Mabreka Omer. Lul Katan Hoyven Kevesh Lemizbech Ma'arovi Shal Kevesh. There was a little opening in the floor by the corner where the Kevesh, where the ramp meets the Mizbech. And this is on the Ma'ariv side. Ma'ariv side, the point of reference, that's in front of the Heichel. The side that's in front of the Heichel. If you're facing the Heichel and you're facing the Mizbeach in front of you, then comes the Heichel. So then the Kevesh is on the left side of the Mizbeach. You're facing the Mizbeach and facing the Heichel. So it's on the other side of the Kevesh, facing the Kodesh Kedoshim, by the corner where the Mizbeach touches the Kevesh. There's a little lul there on the floor. Maravish al Kevesh. Shomo Yuzarkim, they used to throw there the Psule Chatas Oif, Betuba Tzurasam, Yerzim Ezes Reifa. The halach is that certain things that are possible, you don't burn them right away, because they're really not a psul hagof. So what you have to do is, as bazayin kachim, you have to wait till it gets spoiled, and then you burn it. So where do you keep it while you're waiting till it gets spoiled? So they had this little lul on the floor, little opening in the floor, where they kept these psulim until it was oba tzurasim. So somebody zarkim psul echad zayif urd tzurasim. Then it goes to the beit tzurefa. That's the tesefta. See, amrit bishlama psul tomahava mishavachi ibra bayi ibra tzura shem yavar tzvena. So we're clearing over here, what exactly is the type of psul of chata sa'if that's not a psul aguf? Because if it's like a psul pigle, that's psul aguf. If it became tamei, it's also a psul aguf. So what's the case? There must be a case that there was a hesach adas. That must be the case. There's a hesach adas, and since it's not a psul aguf, it needs ubat tzurasim. So that's good if you learn psul tomahava. It's a suffix tomahava. Mishmachi by ibr tzura. You know any ibr tzura? Shema yavay elio v'yitareno. Because maybe you don't overcome. Say it's tar, so you're not going to burn it right away. Let's you don't overcome. But tomorrow it's spoiled. You got to burn it. It became nice already then. Ella I amrit psul aguf. If you hold pesdas alone psul aguf, lam li ibr tzura. Why ibr tzura? Vatnan. We learned about Tanya, Bryce, we learned. Zah cloud, this is the cloud that comes to making Sreifa on Kachim. Call Shapsula Begufa, any Psul Aguf, then you saw it, you burn it right away. But Dam, if it's a Psul in the Dam, and because of that you couldn't be Machsha the Basa, so it's not a Psul Aguf in the Basa. Or Bebailim, or it's a Psul in the Bailim, so the Bailim became Tomei, and the Pesach is still here. In those cases where the Basa didn't get a Psul Aguf, to Ubat Tzurasam, you wait until tomorrow, and you bring the Reza Shreifa. So what needs Ibar Tzura? Only something that I'm Psul Aguf. And the question is, that what's the case of Chat Zayif that's possible that needs Ibar Tzura? If you have Hesach Adas Psul Aguf, if you have Hesach Adas, then you should burn it. So what's Pshat? Are you going to tell me, Tosfos asks the bottom, why didn't you say it's talking about where the Psul was in the Chat Zayif, Psul in the Dam or Psul in the Bailam? The bottom Tosfos asks. I have an Eitzah. Say it's a psul in the Bam, which is not in the Basar itself. So Tosfos answers that once you throw it here, it'll be Hesach Hadas. Once it's Hesach Hadas, I can pick it up and burn it already. He's saying like this, if the thing, you're throwing this thing because it's not psul aguf, but it should always be Hesach Hadas. If Hesach Hadas is psul aguf, every time I leave something in a few minutes, it'll be Hesach Hadas, it's burning right away. That's really the kasha, a few Tosfos. So that's the kasha. What do you do? Amalei, the man, the Amma who said you had a lul, and you need Ibar Tzura, it's going according to the Mandi Yama. Hai tana tondebe rabba avuhu. The Amma filu pigle tayinu b'tzura. That brisa is going according to the Mandi Yama, who argues on this klal over here, that dafka psule aguf yisorev and dama bailam tuva tzurasam. There's a Mandi Yama, you always need b'tzura. Anytime you come to Sreifa, you have to wait till it becomes nicer, until the next day where the tzura, overnight, the tzura gets ruined, that's when you do Sreifa. And the Gemara later on, Parakeh Tzatzel, will explain the reasoning for that. But there's a Mandi Yama like that, so that's how we can learn the Braisa on Ona Aleph, a lo, that Ibar Tzura is going, even though it's Psul Aguf, because there is a Mandi Yama, even if something has a Psul Aguf, needs Ibar Tzura.